I knew I could get you to smile somehow this morning. Isn't it amazing? You know, with smartphones, everybody's a photographer. Actually, we're not, are we? We just take a lot of pictures. That's what we do. With smartphones, though, it's amazing. I mean, the lenses on these are phenomenal, and the technology behind them, you can doctor up photos to make them look fantastic. In fact, we don't even have to use film now. Kids, you can ask your parents about that, what that is. But you can take as many pictures as you want and store them up in the cloud, wherever that is. And, you know, and sometimes you can find them and get them back again. And we can share them with people. But the truth is, we all take a lot of photos. Very few of us are photographers. See, a true photographer has an eye of an artist, an eye that sees things in a way that most of us can't. We'll pass by something and the photographer will capture the moment. We'll not pay any attention to it, but a photographer can capture an emotion on film, in a photo, a truth that we can't even find words to describe. They see something that the rest of us don't. So I was struck today in the scriptures about listening to Moses and imagining his life and vocation, not to mention salvation history itself, changed because he paid attention to something. A bush that was on fire. He was aware. He took time to investigate it. He was curious. And he was willing to engage God and listen to the conversation. See, a burning bush would not necessarily be something that's unique. But had he been wrapped up in his own problems or thoughts or in a hurry, he could have easily passed by and not realized, wait, this bush is not burning up. There's something different here, something else to listen to. He saw something in that moment, and it changed salvation history. How often do all of us pass by someone or something that could transform us, change us, if we were just open to it, but we don't pay attention? I mean, would God necessarily be giving us a message as important as what he gave to Moses that day? I don't know. Probably not, but maybe. God has a plan for Moses. God has a plan for each and every one of us. But how many sunrises and sunsets do we see but not really appreciate? How many tears have gone unnoticed because we don't take the time to just stop and say, what's going on? How many stories never get told because we're in too much of a hurry to take the time to listen? How many times have we given a solution before we really even knew and understood the problem? How many moments of grace went unheeded because our minds were just someplace else? How often have we quit on someone, given up on someone who disappointed us, somebody who failed us, somebody who broke our trust? What if we would forgive them? How could things look different in the world? Give them another chance. Would the story be different? How often have we walked away instead of walking towards someone? Listened instead of just assuming? My friends, how often do we walk by a burning bush and not take notice, and therefore miss God's reaching out to us? How many times have we, like the Israelites in the desert, grumbled about God or about someone instead of considering how we might change? How many trees have we cut down when all they needed was a little tender care? Or just put away the camera and appreciate the moment.